John chapter 18. When Jesus had said these things, he went forth with his disciples across the brook Kedron, where there was a garden, into which he entered as well as his disciples. And Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus often gathered there with his disciples. Then Judas, having gotten the cohort and some attendants from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with torches and lamps and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am," they drew back and fell to the ground. Then again he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go away, that the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, of those whom you have given me, I have not lost one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. And the slave's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put the sword into its sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Then the cohort and the commander and the attendants of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it was expedient for one man to die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus as well as another disciple. And that disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, the one known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the maid who kept the door and brought Peter in. Then the maid who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you not also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the attendants were standing there, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus concerning his disciples and concerning his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where all the Jews come together, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Question those who have heard me concerning what I spoke to them. Behold, these know what I said." And when he said these things, one of the attendants standing by slapped Jesus, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify concerning the wrong. But if rightly, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. Then they said to him, "Are you not also one of his disciples?" He denied and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, who was a relative of him whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Then Peter denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early morning. And they themselves did not enter into the praetorium, so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went outside to them and said, What accusation do you bring against this man? They answered and said to him, If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him to you. Pilate said then to them, You take him and judge him according to your law. The Jews said to him, It is not lawful for us to kill anyone, that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was to die. Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium and called for Jesus. And he said to him, You are the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Are you saying this of yourself, or did others tell you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your nation and its chief priest have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my attendants would be struggling so that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate said therefore to him, So then you are a king. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I would testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And having said this, he again went out to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him. But you have a custom that I release one man to you at the Passover. Is it your will, therefore, that I release to you the king of the Jews? Then they cried out again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.